Hello, and welcome to Lee, Nick and Dave's Melody Ranch. Brought to you by the Open Door Centre.
Welcome to Volume 2 of Lee, Nick and Dave's Melody Ranch, brought to you by the Open Door Centre. Nice to have you back with us if this is your second time of listening. If this is your first listen, then yeah, it's nice to have you here as well. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Lee Pennington. I'm the manager of the Open Door Centre, Young People's Service in Liscard and Wallasey. And I also play in a band called The Loud, and I'm joined by Nick.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Nick Otegi. I play in a band called the T Street Band, and I'm an all-round Liverpool socialite.
I thought you were going to say all-round nice guy.
I don't know, we'll stick to the truth. Factual, yeah.
Yeah. And we're joined by Dave. Nice to have you with us, Hi. Dave.
Good to see you. I'm Dave, and I'm a volunteer at the Open Door Centre.
Yeah, and not only that, he's the...
Bit of a music nerd as well.
A little bit. You know your stuff about
the
music. So basically, with today, we've got tons coming up, some really, really special stuff for you on this edition. We're going to have a discussion. We've got Craig Pennington coming in from the editor of Beadolito Music Magazine to talk about the year in Merseyside music. And it's not going to be, you know, 100% focused on Liverpool music. It's Merseyside in general, because we're aware that there's been great music from both sides of the water this year, you know. We're going to be discussing that. We're going to talk about any great gigs we've been to, any current themes which are prevailing around music in the region. We've got a very, very special edition of the Sound Shack.
Very special indeed.
Who's in the shack this month, Nick?
Well, very, very luckily for us, it's Dave from the Sound Band. Brilliant. He's going to play alongside with Alfie from the Sundowner, so it's a really exclusive collaboration, this. Very exciting. Can't wait to hear what they're going to do.
This, the Sound Band, in my humble opinion, and Dave, you know, are the, I see Dave as the greatest songwriter from this area of his generation, and yeah. I don't say that lightly, you know.
Yeah.
It's really magical to have them playing together. Brilliant. And Tim as well. Tim's going to be on the bass.
Yeah, from the Sundowners again.
So it'll be great. Yeah. We've got a good mix of songs. I'll let what's the theme for the tune's going to be this month?
Well, it's kind of Christmassy, but at the same time, we didn't want to go too obvious with like sort of Slade.
We've all had enough of them.
Coming in slightly from a slightly weird angle, obtuse angle, and well, it made more sense once we get going. For example, the first track you heard was the Sex Pistols with Holidays in the Sun.
Yeah.
Holidays. and coming up, we've got a Neil Sedaka song. That's quite a nice going from Sex Pistols to Neil Sedaka.
It's only on the Melody Ranch.
Only on the Melody Ranch, yeah.
You go from the Sex Pistols to Neil Sedaka.
And it's going to be Oh Carol. Again, Carol's Christmas. Neil Sedaka, he's one of the main composers at the, it's sort of like, in the 50s and the 60s, there's a place called the Brill Building.
I suppose
you could almost call it like a song factory they had. And it was just sort of churning out hit after hit after hit. And a lot of the big sort of duos, songwriting teams who were sort of dominant around that time. And you got people like Bacharach and David, Goffin and King, Leader Stoller. They were all sort of based there.
Not a bad roll call, is it?
Absolutely, yeah.
They're all in there. Like.
Well, there was also a bit of, I know how much you like Useless Trivia, Lee.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, do you know who Jerry Landis is? Does the name ring a bell?
I think I do, you know.
You think you do,
I think I've got you on this one.
Have a blast.
Yeah, Jerry Landis, I believe Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, when they started, because they looked like Tom and Jerry, they called themselves Tom and Jerry, and I believe Paul Simon was Jerry Landis, was his...
Spot on.
Talking of useless trivia, I've got a useless bit of info for you.
Okay.
I went to see Garfunkel in Manchester a few years back. We came out of the gig and we were just milling about, and there was this open window, and we looked in, and there was Garfunkel with no top on.
So really?
We shouted, we were like, Garfunkel, because the window was open. Like, we shouted, Garfunkel, you know, he came over like, oh yeah, great, yeah, how's it going, guys? Yeah. We were like, yeah, it was great, the show, and I was just talking to us. As soon as he got to the window, just slammed the blind down in our face. A topless guard. I've been snubbed by a topless guard.
Am
I the only one?
You're the only one,
excellent.
So on that note, let's dive straight into our first Christmas carol. Oh Carol by Neil Sedaka.
Carol, I'm so in love with you. O'Carroll, I am but a fool. Darling, I love you, though you treat me cruel. You hurt me, and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die.
Was Neil Sedaka with O'Carroll, and now we're going to move on to another Christmas not a Christmas song, but sort of Christmassy theme song. It's a John Cale track, and John Cale is probably best known for his work with the Velvet Underground.
Yeah,
are you guys Velvet Underground fans?
Yeah,
classic band,
massive. Yeah, great, loved them.
Absolutely loved.
Do you hear that? There's a guy quote where they say that barely anyone bought the first album, but then everyone who did. From the band, so that kind of
question. And I mean, it does sound. I know we're in a different age now, where it's, you know, on every student's wall, isn't it? The poster with the banana, the other wall thing. But you imagine at the time, because no one bought it. It was like the dark underbelly of hippie culture, wasn't it? Like, you know, it's like, but you know, how that one can go under the radar.
It's
so many young bands.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, just get it out there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And getting out there, you know, it sounds like the times, and although it's completely different, being produced by Andy Warhol, you know, you know, it was classic. So what song are we having?
It's John Cale solo track. He's got a discography like a back catalogue that just kind of, other than someone like say Scott Walker, there's barely anyone who's got like such a varied discography. He's got stuff that's like pretty much like proto punk. He's got like sort of arty kind of almost prog rock. He's got his really sort of like neoclassical kind of stuff, and also some like minimalist drones, like with Lamont Young, and he's done soundtracks, and this album, which this track is off, Paris 1919, it's in recent years become like an absolute favourite of mine. It's sort of a singer-songwriter album, which you wouldn't expect from him, but it's got kind of like orchestral backing, and it's really kind of really beautiful. Really kind of, it's got its own kind of glow about it. It sounds a bit bizarre, but it's got like real warmth to it, I think. I compare it in some ways to something like Forever Changes by Love, in terms of being like a mix of it being really beautiful music and maybe kind of darker sort of lyrics. And you don't even necessarily get a sense on this track, because it's the opener, and it's quite sort of upbeat, but it's still a brilliant track. And it's called Child's Christmas in Wales. It's named after the Dylan Thomas piece which he wrote many years ago, and it's as I say called Child's Christmas in Wales.
Thank you.
Okay, that was John Cale with Child's Christmas in Wales. To me, listening to that, and I had a little listen to the album and that, like, and we're going to be talking now. Well, in a minute, we're going to be going on to talking at Merseyside Music, what 2012 has been like and what 2013 has been like. And that reminded me a lot of what I expect Bill Ryder Jones. I've had a few tasters of Bill Ryder Jones' second album, and really, I thought that was quite similar to what I'm expecting.
Yeah. So, we'll wait till that then. It's going to be that kind of stuff.
Definitely. I think, here we go. We're going to have Stealing Sheep, one of the real success stories coming out of the last year, with Genevieve, fantastic single. And then we're going to be inviting Craig Pennington in for our discussion for this month. So we're Stealing Sheep with Genevieve. Stealing Sheep with Genevieve, one of the real success stories of the past year for Merseyside Music. A fantastic track and a fantastic band who've really started to make waves nationally. So, with the year coming to an end, we thought it'd be a good idea to basically pull it together what people's experiences of the year in music for Merseyside Music have been. And we're delighted to have Craig Pennington, who's the editor of B. Dolito, Merseyside's premier music magazine, with us.
Hello, how are we doing?
Craig, all right? Yeah, great, man.
Yeah. So basically, we're just going to have a little discussion about what we've liked about the year, maybe different nights we've been to, gigs we've been to, what bands we think have been great or have had a good year, and look forward to the year 2013 that's imminent. So... if I just throw it out there, anyone's personal highlight to the year, music-wise?
It's been a real slow one.
There's that much going on, hasn't there? There's been that many different events. It's like, what you call it? I mean, the one that stands out for me big time was the International Festival of Psychedelia.
Oh, yeah.
But that was not anything that's ever happened like that in the city before. There's nothing going on in the country like that. The event itself, the people that went, the gig, the bands involved, the amount of love, the old place, the people involved in organising it, Craig.
Fantastic people involved as well in the delivery of it.
But no, it was brilliant. It really was, and a standout event for myself. The music was a total new addition.
It was really pleasing that it kind of took on such a prominent reality really when it came to it. I mean, it was very much an idea to start with, something quite, you know, I suppose really, really kind of like of a massive ego trip more than anything, because it was the style of music that myself and Tom from Harvest Sun, who was involved with putting it on also, it was just like, let's put on a kind of a section of music stylistically, which we really, really love, but isn't really being presented as kind of like a collective and as kind of like its own culture. Mm. So we wanted to do that, and Liverpool, you know, has got more of a claim than anywhere else in the country, really, to be the location to do that in.
Yeah, definitely.
So it was really good. But I mean, that was, you know, like you said, one event in a year jam packed with all kinds of you know, brilliant standout moments in terms of, you know, events and festivals and physical kind of shows, but then also, you know, when you look at some of the developments in terms of new artists that are coming out of the city and records that have come out and the whole kind of development really of the city creatively, I just think it's been really, really, really satisfying.
Visible, isn't it?
Yeah.
A proper full on community, assaulting in all aspects.
Like, and coming together to a degree, you know, you've had the established artists with the mega gigs and stuff like that. You know, the more philharmonic type of crowd and stuff like that, and then you've had like stuff at real grassroots level, which has given, you know, young bands, introduced young bands, you know, on a local stage, and, you know,
across the board, isn't it? You know, promoters, journalists, bands, venues, taking things on, their own verve on it, their own view on it, their own interpretation, and a lot of cross collaboration and cross promotions and coming together, you know, like Milch, Harvest Sun, Evil, you know, Bido Lito,
there's a really strong kind of infrastructure support and everything now, which I think's developed and really blossomed this year. In terms of, like you mentioned, the you know, the independent publications, the media, the new medias, the podcasts, the blogs, the whole kind of real, real strong wealth of independent promoters that we've got. There's that supportive structure there that wasn't the same a couple of years ago. You know, in spite of venue closures and all the noise abatement problems, funding cuts, all the other pressures that our sectors had to endure in the same way as everyone else has, I think that's really engendered a positive kind of collective community spirit around the creative community. And I think that's for me the most standout moment of the year is the whole kind of capacity of the whole creative sector to come together and create this whole new infrastructure and kind of network really to support what's going on in the city.
And even like the shift of power in that, like, you know, with the, like you're saying there about closures of venues and things have moved now into the place where Wolstenholme Square and Wolstenholme Square has really been the focal point for new music, from my experience of it. Tony, of course, there's different, you know, standout shows and gigs and venues, but the Casimir has been like the go-to place for new music. And I mean, to a degree, I see that over the next coming year, the Camp Furnace and up that Baltic Triangle sort of area, that seems to really be where it's moving.
Well, Sound City exemplified the Baltimore Square situation.
Yeah.
Bashford, it was centred around there and hyped up, and there was a real buzz. Now, I've been to Sound City many years and I like the festival, but this year, going hand in hand, what I was saying, like, there was a real buzz for the Metropolitan Festival. Like, it felt like you was in a festival.
It felt like you were in a festival. It really engendered that physically, and like taking it into the heart of the city. It's just, I suppose, because for me that was the best thing about Sound City was the way that Wolstenholme Square, you know, assumed that real central hub-like kind of persona to the event. Suppose that, you know, they talk about the issues that we said just before, that's a counterbalance and enthusiasm. Also, known creative space shut down this week.
Yeah.
So it's understanding all those pressures and making it even more important and bringing into focus how integral it is that we work collectively as a community to protect a collective interest over the next 12 months.
Yeah, I think that's where we've come to. We've gathered that community, that strength in numbers. I think everyone I speak to, and yourselves, they're the same, you know, there's a big awareness of this now. Everyone's on to it and
gone with it. Everyone's singing from the same hymn sheet even.
I think it's definitely the time to capitalise and don't just let that wash out, you know, and do something with it, you know. Like, it's an amazing time for the city.
and I mean, yeah, amazing times in the city, and for the city, it's an amazing time for the bands and the artists and the creative elements of the city to really show on a national level what the city is capable of again. Because one act or artist who've done that over the past year to a degree have broken out and got some mass exposure, as well as you're stealing sheeps and outfit. Yeah. Local lads, you know what I mean, and they've done fantastically, and they've really, you know, made waves on a national level. So we'll have a track from Outfit. This is Everything All the Time, and then we'll come back and have more of a chat after this.
Just to pretend.
So that was Outfit. Fantastic track. What, if we throw it out to everyone, what's been your, if a Liverpool made track, so you know, a track to come out of Liverpool, sorry, Merseyside music, over the past year, if you throw it out there?
Well, I'm going to throw my first shameless plug.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like me to do something like that, you know. But you know, the T Street Band, we had a good year releasing a couple of singles, Summer Dreaming and Disco Light, so it was great to make some headway into the media.
Yeah.
And with that radio and a lot of YouTube hits.
Definitely bringing it back to what we were talking about before as well, Sound City. That to me was the highlight of Sound City, was the it was like a car park, wasn't it, to the side, like Red Bull Garage. It was packed, and it just at that right time, it felt the festival just peaked, yeah, at the right time. It was fantastic. Like,
it was good. I mean, that the way that the festival used that space for that show,
it was like
I can imagine what it would have been like. It was like the Hacienda. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Us and Django, I think, because obviously it wasn't the crowd when we played, but Django was there, and it was buzzing, man.
Yeah,
it was buzzing. It was electric. Like, yeah. It was great.
I mean, my personal Merseyside music highlight is By the Sea's debut album.
Brilliant.
Absolutely gorgeous. Fantastic. Yeah. It was a band who, for me, again, it's just all coming together. And now when you watch them, you're like, God, this is going to do big things. You know, this is going it's going elsewhere. It's really at that stage now, and the album's fantastic. And speaking to them, they said that, you know, they're already working hard on a follow-up, which is really exciting. Yeah. You know?
Realising the potential,
aren't they? Yeah, definitely.
It's a brilliant album. It really is. And I think probably the most kind of complete record that's come out of the city this year. I think the Stealing Sheep album is a real achievement.
Yeah.
And it's very satisfying to see a band like that come through and gain kind of recognition on a national scale when you look at how hard they've worked over the last two or three years. I mean, Stealing Sheep were the perennial kind of Liverpool gigging band, playing every night of the week, every show, all the time. And to see them develop over a period of time to the position where they're doing sold out UK tours with RTI, it's really satisfying. I think there's been such a dynamism to the new music in the city over the past 12 months. And I think that a couple of highlights personally, purely from my perspective, that I'd pick out would be the Elemental Suite was the record that Domino's brought out this year, which we featured in the magazine in the summer, but I think kind of snuck under the radar a little bit. But I'd really encourage people to check out the Elemental Suite. It's a really kind of fleeting collection of guitar, kind of like melodic kind of tunes. Really, I mean, we mentioned the Rodriguez show a little bit earlier, and I definitely would put him in kind of like a modern kind of Scouse Rodriguez vein. I mean, that really is. And the early kind of releases from Death at Sea as well, I think, have been really good.
Yeah, definitely.
I think both of those bands are kind of releasing music which it probably isn't atypical of sounds that have been coming out of the city over the last couple of years, but really will, I think, potentially achieve big kind of international things with it. Death at Sea, who've signed quite a kind of impressive management contract as well recently. I think that it could be great for them. Also, as well, an obvious one, but Esco Williams winning a Mobo All-Signed Award.
Brilliant.
You've got a black urban artist coming out of the city, which is really, really, really satisfying, and just shows the kind of the dynamism and the breadth of what's been going on.
No two bands are making the same, or even anywhere near similar type of music. There's no, like, although, because you think back to all famous scenes, usually there's a sound running throughout.
Yeah, definitely.
But there's not. This is a scene where there's everyone's doing their own thing and doing their own completely unique take to it. Something's really weird.
Birds,
you know,
Birdie Peace.
Yeah, Birdie.
Shadows
yeah.
and.
Yeah.
Through to bands like Barbaros. I mean, Barbaros have released a completely independent record, which has been released on completely independent labels in the UK, in Spain, in France, in Holland. Have toured kind of like, you know, transit van kind of DIY touring across Europe and released a record at the back of it. I think that's such a brilliant, satisfying element of what's going on creatively. I think it's brilliant. And then things like, you know, the sort of some brilliant, exciting records from some of our heritage artists, like, you know, Edgar Jones returning with a new album this year, which was just I mean, he never fails to amaze me that what he continues to churn out as an artist. I mean, we had an email from a guy in Serbia after we ran the feature with him in the summer, just absolutely vibrantly infused about, you know, what he means as an artist in terms of the grand scheme of 20th century music. And, you know, I think when you go back and you look at his back catalogue, and he did a session for our podcast, you just left with no doubt of how important he is.
Yeah, yeah. Clinic as well, when you're talking about established
yeah. bands. Got sometimes Alfie and Macher Dave from the Sandband come on the show, and they've done great, you know.
That Hummingbird single, the Sundowners, was fantastic, and Love Will Save Us, I Hope, the mini album by the Sound Band.
Yeah, brilliant.
It's
Free Rain, you mentioned just briefly down, the Clinic album, really, again, stand out on a national, international level. I mean, that band are just so underrated, it's utterly criminal.
Yeah.
Utterly criminal.
Especially locally.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, they'll go to America and tour across the US and play 1,500 capacity small theatre shows every night, but, you know, they'll play in Liverpool and that isn't 20 people to turn up.
Yeah, the irony of the music industry, isn't it? Especially in like a local sense.
That's just got me thinking about gigs of the year as well. You're saying about Clinic. The Clinic doing that gig the other week in Static Gallery where they set up like 150 different tape recorders and recorded the gig directly onto them in real time. So everyone who left got a cassette and that, like.
Brilliant, that.
Absolutely incredible idea, you know what I mean? And it's like, again, the inventiveness and that, like.
Yeah.
Thinking outside the box.
It was based on that idea of Static being a factory, a mass production and a production line. So the band would play the show, record it down to tape, and then produce products that people buy and take away. Mm. So it's about that process and kind of like the industrialism and Fordism within that, and then coming away with a physical product at the end of it. Yeah. But yeah, completely, you know, brilliant. So
back to the established act today, you know, Mickhead, playing a gig.
Fantastic gig.
To end the year, you know, looking really well. Amazing set. With the Sound Band playing, so even that, they're no good cap off to the year. And looking towards next year, you know, exciting. What are they going to do? Is Shaq going to reform? Is Mick going to do his own gigs? Is John going to do their own gigs? You know, stuff like the lads from the Coral doing, Ian's having his album, James doing his. And I've heard Bill Ryder's second solo album, heard a few tracks from that. The studio did the week, and that sounded brilliant, really amazing. So he's looking toward next year again. Looks like we're going to be going to go up another notch.
Yeah, the opportunities and the potential for Liverpool music coming into the next year are absolutely endless, and it's truly been an exciting year and a fantastic platform for the area in general to build upon in all areas, whether that be promotion, the music that we're making, the gigs that are being put on, every aspect is going to be exciting 2013 and. Yeah, I think that's a good place for us to wrap up.
All the best for the new year, lads. And
all the
bands, all the hard work everyone's going to put in, take it to the next level for everyone.
It's gonna be good. Yeah, fasten your seatbelts, as they say, and as if no one ever says, but you know, saying anyway. Yeah, but nice one for Craig coming in.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. Keep up the good work.
and linking into next year, we got a great gig, Harvest Sun. I've got a booking, Edwin Collins at the Philharmonic. So now we're going to have a track by Edwin Collins' old band Orange Juice, and this is carrying on with the Christmas theme. So it's called What Presents, but not Presents. it's the loosest link going, but you know that's what we're in the business of at the Melody Ranch.
Maybe my imagination. same tune, and it's screaming in my ears. Yes, it's screaming in my ears. And I'm holding back the tears, 'cause it's screaming in my ears. What presents
was Orange Juice with What Presents. What a fantastic song that was, like.
Yeah, perfect.
Really great, like. Next up, we've got one of the all-time greats, you know, songwriting-wise, lyrics-wise, Bob Dylan. And actually one of, it was his theme time. Have you heard much of Bob Dylan's theme time radio hour?
When we were preparing to do this, I heard a little bit of this.
Yeah, me too, yeah. That was my reference.
Fantastic. It's like, it's what every good podcast should be, really.
what we aspire to,
yeah. But whether we get close, that's another question. But it's fantastic, really interesting. And the song that we've chosen is The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest, which is a classic of John Wesley Harding. You might recognise Judas Priest from the band who took that as their name, I Fought the Law, Song Smiths. So this one, Christmas, priest, church. There's the glaring link that you'd all picked up on. So we're going to bear straight into that. This is Bob Dylan with The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest. Enjoy.
Well, Frankie Lee and Judas Priest, they were the best of friends. So when Frankie Lee needed money one day, Judas quickly pulled out a roll of tens and placed them on a footstool just above the plotted plain, saying, "Take your pick, Frankie boy, my loss will be your gain." Well, Frankie Lee, he sat right down and put his fingers to his chin, but with the cold eyes of Judas on him, his head began to spin. "Could you please not stare at me like that?" he said. "It's just my foolish pride. But sometimes a man must be alone, and this is no place to hide." Well, Judas, he just winked and said, "All right, I'll leave you here. But you better hurry up and choose which of those bills you want before they all disappear. I'm gonna start my picking right now. Just tell me where you'll be. Judas pointed down the road and said, eternity. Eternity, said Frankie Lee, with a voice as cold as ice. That's right, said Judas, eternity, though you might call it paradise. I don't call it anything, said Frankie Lee with a smile. All right, said Judas Priest, I'll see you after a while. Well, Frankie Lee, he sat back down, feeling low and mean, when just then a passing stranger burst upon the scene, saying, are you Frankie Lee, the gambler, whose father's deceased? Well, if you are, there's a fella calling you down the road, and they say his name is Priest. Oh, yes, he is my friend, said Frankie Lee in fright. I do recall him very well, in fact, he just left my safe. Yes, that's the one, said the stranger, as quiet as a mouse. Well, my message is he's down the road, stranded in a house. Well, Frankie Lee, he panicked, he dropped everything and ran, until he came onto the spot where Judas Priest did stand. What kind of house is this, he said, where I have come to roam? It's not a house, says Judas Priest, it's not a house, it's a home. Well, Frankie Lee, he trembled, he soon lost all control over everything which he had made while the mission bells did toll. He just stood there staring at that big house as bright as any sun, with 24 windows and a woman's face in every one. Well, up the stairs ran Frankie Lee with a soulful bounding leap, and foaming at the mouth, he began to make his midnight creep. For 16 nights and days he raved, but on the 17th he burst into the arms of Judas Priest, which is where he died of thirst. No one tried to say a thing when they carried him out in jest, except, of course, the little neighbor boy who carried him to rest. And he just walked along alone with his guilt so well concealed, and muttered underneath his breath, nothing is revealed. Story, the moral of this song is simply that one should never be where one does not belong. So when you see your neighbor carrying something, help him with his load, and don't go mistaking paradise for that home across the road.
Say the black bells of you killed the miner. Say the grim bells of Lyna. Through the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All will be well if say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why? Say the silver bells of wine. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimmey. What will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimmey. Is there hope for the future? Say the proud bells of Rimmey. Who made the mighty omen? Say the black bells of Rimmey. Who killed the miner? Say the grim bells of Lyna.
Birds with the bells of Rimmey, obviously bells, Christmas bells, you get the idea.
Of course.
And prior to that, you had Bob Dylan with the ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest. Of course, the Birds have covered masses of Dylan tracks, didn't they? Particularly early on in their careers. Stuff like Mr. Tambourine Man, Chimes of Freedom, My Back Pages.
Yeah. I think they actually started out as a Dylan tribute band, didn't they?
Did they, yeah.
I think, yeah.
I love the Birds.
Yeah, fantastic.
Massive. My last bands with the lads, Lee from Aaron, he loves them.
Yeah.
You know, it's very prevalent in the songs.
It's beautiful, that whole 12-string sound that, you know, when a band and their sound sums up an area or a region at a specific time, same as your Forever Changes and stuff like that. And Beach Boys, you know, it's really like, you know.
It takes you to the place, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then was The Bells of Rimmey, which is, I think it's a Pete Seeger song originally and written with Idris Davis, a Welsh poet.
I know how much you like your useless trivia.
Oh, here we go.
And again, it's the second time on the show. Obviously, this is off Wikipedia, and you know how reliable Wikipedia is. It's foolproof. But basically, apparently, the Birds version of the song mispronounces the word Rimney. It should be Rumney in the proper Welsh. So there you go, just like kind of fascinating. Just take that in.
So the Bells of Rumney.
Bells of Rumney, it should be, yeah.
Those
pesky birds.
Yeah.
I'll try and pronounce the next one correctly. It's Prefab Sprout is the next group we're going to hear from.
One of the strangest names of all.
Very true. Obviously, in terms of the Christmas theme, one of the most divisive elements of the Christmas dinner.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. I hate them.
Yeah, I don't mind, I love them, mate.
You're like, see, it's, it takes all kinds here on the Melody Ranch. when we first mentioned Prefab Sprout, what did you mention, Lee? You mentioned...
hot dog jumping for Albuquerque.
Well, I didn't ask for it, like, absolutely, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, that's King of Rock and Roll, which was their, like, sort of hit. It was almost like kind of a novelty hit.
Yeah, the video is by the pool, isn't
that's
it?
That's the one, big hot dogs one of the stupidest and... things that's ever happened in any medium, I think, to be honest, of the arts. But yeah, it's not like necessarily the best place to start with then, because that's all I knew of them. But then I heard an album by a guy called Paddy McAloon called I Troll the Megahertz. What I might do is put a track up from it onto the blog, just so people can hear it. It's really strange, but really kind of like, well, the best word is sort of haunting, sort of really beautiful kind of orchestral pieces, a bit like the sort of the late 60s Scott Walker albums. And as I say, I was just kind of knocked out by it, to be honest. It was just an amazing album. It might not be for everyone, but you have a listen to it on the blog. We'll give you the link later on. And so I thought, yeah, this is amazing, I'll hear more of it. So it turns out he's the frontman from Prefab Sprout, so I can't really like make the link between these great songs I was hearing, the King of Rock and Roll, if we're honest. So I kind of went back to the Prefab Sprout albums, and they are quite 80s, it has to be said, in terms of the production, they sort of sign of the times kind of thing. But at the same time, there's some really good songwriting, again, in a sort of like Brill Building, sort of Brian Wilson kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of used to like all the interesting chords and ideas and stuff like that. This is from what's like widely regarded as their best album. It's got an album called Steve McQueen, and it's a song called Farron Young.
The sentiment an antique, as obsolete as warships in the Baltic. Driving on a straight road, it never alters, and the radio serenades but doesn't falter. You offer infrared instead of sun, you offer paper spoons and bubble gum. Late sky, like an all-night radio station without morning, like stumbling on Pearl Harbor without warning. You offer infrared instead of sun, you offer bubble gum, you give me Farron Young. Four in the morning, you give me Farron Young. Four in the morning. Every mother's son's romantic, every mother's son is frantic. Sunset makes a fence out of the forest, but here I am with head inside the bottom. I've lost just what it takes to be honest. You offer infrared instead of sun, you offer bubble gum, you give me Farron Young. Four in the morning, you give me Farron Young. We'll be right back.
So that was Prefab Sprout with Farron Young. And now it's the Soundshack part of the show. And this month we're very, very fortunate to have three good guests from a few different bands. You've got Dave from the Sam Band, Alfie and Tim from the Sundowners. Nice to have these guys. Right. Is all right?
Yeah.
So I think we're going to give a little exclusive collaboration of a tune here between the two of us. We'll kick off with that. So what's this one going to be?
Waterloo Sunset, this is.
Yeah, lovely. Thanks. Right, yes. Nice one. Take it away.
One, two. Dirty old so busy, they make me feel dizzy. Taxi lights shine so bright, but I don't need no friends. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. But every day
first
take. Don't be wrong. Yeah. Did you like that one yourself? Nah, brilliant, man, brilliant. So, how come you're getting together playing? Where's the collaboration come from? Such, we've played together before.
Yeah, well, when Macca was getting the Sam Band together, he asked me to play guitar, but then I knew him from, before that, when I was about 16, started teching for the choral, and he just asked Macca to, show me the ropes kind of thing, and but he ended up showing me guitar, and remember,
he didn't do much with
it. No, so I had how to plug in the pedals, input, output on a piece of paper, and that was it. And but I remember he on the first day, going up into his loft, and he just had all his records out and just copied me loads, give me chat. Yeah. First time I heard Shaq.
Musical education, basically.
So it was dead good. And then
the old Jay's going to go mad. He thought I was teaching her how to be.
couldn't string up a guitar for 4 years. Still charged him. We ended up teching and stuff and going round. Just all around Europe and stuff when he supported Oasis. Yeah. Macca ended up playing guitar as well. and it was just like, it was dead good, really good. Like, but, yeah.
So, how come you're playing together tonight then, for us? How's
the And even Fiona and work, so I had to make a 999 call.
I just shattered the
illusion.
That's the way it goes, though. But brilliant, man, brilliant. Yeah. Getting it together for us, it's a pleasure, like.
Yeah.
So, right, the Sandband and the Sundowners, what's been going off then? I'll start with you, Dave, yourself, because the Sandband obviously is called it a day. And,
we did, but just because I played at Scott for so long and he didn't want to do music anymore, so I considered giving up, but I'm crap at everything else.
That's alright, that's alright.
No, I'll take that part. I'll answer that again. We split up at the end of the year, but it was just because Scott didn't want to do music, and it wasn't an easy decision to carry on without Scott, but I'm not very good at anything else, so I've carried on. But he's fully behind it anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, good man.
We're just going to get this new album out next year and just get playing again.
He's working on new material.
Yeah,
brilliant. Tip top, man. Yeah, keep it going.
Scott's on that, so it's not a different sound anyway.
Yeah. So what's today? Any gigs booked?
I want to play some gigs with the Sundowners.
Yeah, great.
The lads, but just play with all Liverpool bands.
Yeah, well, you played with starting back, nice gig there, and Leaf with Michael Head.
It was a brilliant gig.
It was fantastic.
He was amazing. It was an honour to play with him, to be honest. I've been into Shaq for years, me and Scott. And look, I think both albums are influenced by Shaq, really.
Yeah.
And when him and John get together, we'll do stuff separate. So he's got a distinctive sound. And like last night, he had the trumpet playing, the cello playing. It was amazing.
Wasn't the trumpet going through an effects pedal or something?
Like? Yeah, he had delay on it and that's something else, I don't know why.
Yeah, like an octave.
Yeah,
he's getting on with like a full brass section from one player.
Yeah.
And he's tip top.
He was brilliant.
Yeah. Boss man. So we're on to the Sundowners now, you're getting drilled here, Alfie.
He knows more about it than me.
You've had a great year, haven't you?
We've done well.
We had the last single, Smashing, so got you on the map.
It's just been hard work, really. You want it to be happen faster, but it's just not every time we play live, you win more people over, and that's just got to be done that way. It's kind of like it's as if it's like the 1950s, or like all them massive big brass bands, like with loads of like, you know, backing and all, and they go out and they tour, and then there's no like independent, like self-sufficient bands being able to break through. So you just got to, in a way, you're giving a proper meaning to garage band, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a cult, isn't it? So, do it yourself.
Yeah.
That's how
rock and roll, but it's supposed to be out of a garage, innit? That's where it comes from.
You just went on tour, didn't you?
Ren Harvey.
Yeah, was that good?
We had a laugh, and the crowd is a bit like, they were quite like a reserved crowd, so it was hard to win them over.
We
didn't like sometimes when the crowd are up for it, you just go for it, but in that one, we had to like be like laid back and, you know, like sit back on the beat and like actually like perform the tunes.
Less of an atmosphere, more of like how you play.
Like it was so quiet between tunes and stuff, and we take ages tuning up as well. get for playing take a 12 beat.
Brilliant. So what's anything coming up for yourself?
We've got a few gigs next year. We've got quite a lot of gigs next year. I can't even remember half of the day. We've got a few London ones at the start. We've got like three London shows, I think. And then in Leeds as well. And Sheffield, we just got booked for today. And then I think our next Liverpool show will probably be, unless something came up, probably be our own one again, because the last one we did in the Zanzibar, we well enjoyed it, and everyone else seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, man, the refusals.
Keep it going. I walked past, and he was dancing with me, mum.
We had a good time.
He's a charmer, isn't he?
Kills you.
JD and Coke in one hand, and Red Stripe in the other. Like, you're having a great time. Having it to James Brown.
You're ready to your first, folks. Deeply setting to the weight on your mother.
Another exclusive.
Brilliant, man. Well, good luck to you in the radio year with taking off, that's all taking forward.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are you going to take us out with here? What's this
Want to play another tune for us?
Yeah, this is one off the next album. It's called All Just Rolling Stones, but I'm doing it with Alf because he was there when I wrote it in Sawmills. So yeah, it's good to play it with Alf again because he knows the part better than anyone else.
Well, yeah, I think so. I think I do anyway.
So like, yeah.
Cheers, Dad.
Cheers.
Absolutely fantastic, a real special moment for us here on the Melody Ranch, and absolutely brilliant. So that's the end of another instalment of Lee, Nick and Dave's Melody Ranch. Have you enjoyed yourselves?
All the way, yeah, it's 100%. Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
Excitement's building with every episode.
It's fantastic, it's really enjoying it, and I hope you, everyone who listens to it is enjoying it as much as we are making it. So, Merry Christmas to everyone who listens, or is listening.
And God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, this is it. Comes but once a year. And a Happy New Year. We'll be back in the new year. End of Jan, probably, are we looking at?
Towards end of Jan.
Another issue out then.
So, we'll be back bigger, badder, better, you know.
Just like to say a massive thanks to our guests on the soundcheck Melody Ranch this episode, which is Dave from the Sandband, Tim and Alfie from the Sundowners. Thank you very much.
follow them on any social media. And also our other guests, which was Craig Pennington from Bido Lito. And where do we find Bido Lito online?
www.bidolito.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Yeah, so Dave mentioned before about uploading his track to Tumblr, just keeping the bit of dialogue open. So if you want to get in touch with us, the best way to do that is through the Facebook. If you want to message us, you just search Lee, Nick and Dave's Melody Ranch. Follow us, message us through there. If the site we're going to be using, the blog for the basis of the show, So keep things updated, videos and discussions with guests and that. If you want to go find that, it's www.leenickanddavesmelodyranch.tumblr, so that's tumblr.com. We're also on Twitter, find us there. In terms of the Open Door Centre, if you wanted to find out any more information about the centre or the work that we do, it's a wide range of services, all related to young people, then you go to our website, which is www.theopendoorcentre.org. And also we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. And if you wanted to get in touch with us direct, or even if you wanted to speak to either myself or a representative of the Melody Ranch, the phone number is 0151 639 4545. Nice one. And we're going to end with, I know we've said that throughout the show, we're not going to play traditional Christmas songs, it's more like affiliation with Christmas, but we're going to break the golden rule now.
Yeah, we're still rushing in and asking us to.
We have.
We couldn't resist, could we?
The public have spoken. So we've got a traditional, very, very much a traditional Christmas song here called We Three Kings, which I'm sure a lot of you will recognise. It's being performed by an artist called Mark Lanigan, who's one of the real grunge survivors. He was from a band called Screaming Trees with Josh Homme, I believe, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Like Queens of Stone Age, and he's done some fantastic albums. This is from a new EP he's got at the moment called Dark Mark Does Christmas 2012.
Brilliant.
One of the best names for the
brilliant
Christmas record going. And it's a really, as you imagine by the title, really dark take on traditional Christmas classics. But it's fantastic. It's not on proper release. The only way you can get hold of these one-off original vinyls is at his shows. And I don't think he's playing it anytime soon. But we're going to give you the treat now of one of the songs from that. We Three Kings, and enjoy, and we'll see you next year.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we travel far. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, all men raising, worshiping God Most High. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume, breeze of light, of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb. Now behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Melody Ranch. Brought to you by the Open Door Centre.